We still got some time, five more minutes. Okay, maybe I make use of this 5 more minutes to finish off what I shared with you this morning, meditation. So always remember, as a human being, we have a physical body. Then we have a consciousness trapped inside, okay? So this is human being. So now you must always remember, this physical body is 80% water. So if you want to be healthy, if you want your body, bodily cells, to have well-being, to have good health, then to support you to live life, to be free of problem, disease or what you need to do is your brain. This part is your brain. The brain must be in order. Brain in order, so that there is no riot, no disharmony, no problem. For it to be in order, you must only arrange the proper thing that you need to use, and keep it in memory so that you can use it. Means mechanical things, like your house address, how you sign your checkbook or your bank account, then also your name, your parents' name, where you live. So all this you can put it there. They will be orderly. But those that are not important ones, like your scars or memory, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your belief system, means your tradition, your rites and ritual, your pantang and all those things. Why you want to deposit there? Because when you do all those things, you got too much thing there. You got no space. No space means no clarity. So space is very important. Order is very important. This order is also very important. Very important. So always remember, when there is no order, there will be problem. No order means no harmony. So this is very important. Space also very important. Otherwise, you cannot move. When you have space, you got no thought. That's why no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no sorrow, no lamentation. Don't have all the pantang and all those things. So your mind is free, at ease, relaxed, to be with the moment, to experience the reality, the pristine beauty of nature. Then you can see everything in nature is just the way it is. Follow nature's law. That's why I never go against nature. We choose to accept everything as natural. Then you realize the harmony, the beauty, the stillness, the silence, the peace, the tranquility. All this will be there. Tranquility. This is how you should live life. Then the other thing that you have to understand is, you see, all this that you put in your brain or your mind, if they are not useful, don't put there, understand? Like in your house. If all those things that you seldom use, you don't want people to see, where do you keep? You put in the storeroom there. Correct? Or in the drawer, or sweep under the carpet, one corner, understand? You better throw away. You don't throw away. All this rubbish is still there. Then suddenly one day, you pull over the cupboard. You open your store. Aiyo, your store in order or not? Seldom in order, one, I tell you. Because nobody see it. If nobody see you, now, oh, you decorate. You go and put ornament. Because you want to boost up your ego, impress people. Hey, you seen who's and whose house or not? Oh, everything also gold one. Then some more expensive one. You decorate your house, you decorate everything, you never decorate your mind. Yes, your mind, because nobody see. You know why? You think of rubbish, people also don't know. You actually inside him, don't like him already. But you say, hi, how are you? You shake hands. But inside, this neighbor, I tell you. So all these things means you are acting. Understand not? Why you act? Because they cannot see your mind. Because you didn't decorate your mind. Understand not? But when you got virtue, your mind show out. Understand not? Like we chant. Why do we offer incense? Because this fragrance, they spread far and wide. Understand not? Because you have your quality. So these are the things that you can learn in Dhamma. Then what happens is if you got space, you don't have all this rubbish, every time you got something nice, you can place them down on yourself. Then there's order. And this thing, you can move around it because it's very conducive. And what are these things? These are Dhamma. That's why when you listen to Dhamma, the vibration very good. The teaching is very soothing. It can make you peaceful. It can give you understanding. It can teach you all the gratitude, respect, kindness, goodness, heedfulness. These are the good vibration for your body. Understand that? Where 80% is water. Then you listen to chanting, good vibration. Then you get to keep your precept, meditate, rejoice, straighten your view. So much of these merits within the spiritual field, no need money also. Or you need also very little money, like offer incense, cost you how much? Offer flower, cost you how much? It make your house peaceful, make your mind peaceful, set up good environment, good vibration. Then with the incense, with the flower, the deva like to come. If you don't keep clean with all the rubbish, all the what they call gloomy steel, then all the, like your garden, the lalang, all that, you attract who? Attract mosquito, all the insect, snake, everything come. Then the non-human come. Oh, those who like gloomy place one. All this very, very dirty, smelly, all that. You never keep your house clean. You never understand all this. Then every day subject to what? All your anger, your fear, your worry, your anxiety. Then every day in the house, argue, fight. Understand? Then dog also bark like anything one. No proper vibration. Understand? I tell you, you live in such a house, sooner or later, the crystal in your body mutate until haywire. That's why you have to frequently visit spiritual places. Go for spiritual trip. Go to temple, listen to music, listen to good vibration. That's why sometimes they go for a nice dinner. Then environment, ambient all very good. Listen to quiet, nice music. At least this is worldly peace, understand? But you feel good, understand? But if you got problem, you worry, you go there and think. Music so soothing, atmosphere, environment so good, you go and think of all the fear, worry, anxiety. Means your vibration is still bad. You come to temple also, you are not listening to the Dhamma, you are not straightening your way, you are not listening to chanting, you come here sad, worry. Then you want to do what? You want to go and beg from the deity or the Buddha. Can please help me? I got this problem. Then, kau cham. Kiu cham. What you call? Kau chim. Then, they tell you, okay lah, tiam yu ting lah. Then, good luck for you. Oh, can. Oh, that one, willing to come out in money. Because your eating can help you. But you don't take care of karma, no virtue, that one is very small merit. I can tell you, pay one respect mindfully is better than whatever you think you tiam. Then you have this Dhamma, you are so different. That's why when you have this understanding, you can improve your life, make your life so different, so beautiful. That most of the time, your brain is empty, got space. Like you go through retreat, you know, clarity. You feel so peaceful. You feel so good. No worry, nothing. But you carry your house problem to here. You are in a retreat, but you carry those problems here. What will happen? Then sometimes you don't know how to attend to all this. Like just now, one lady, I also have compassion because her eye was giving her trouble. He said she cannot meditate. She worried about her eye. I don't know what happened. Because she brought some eye drop. It's for dry eye on. Then I say, this is different. This is infection. Her eye got a lot of this irritation. Then not feel good. Every time put the drop. Also, then wake up, got baksai. Baksai is what? Eye sheet. Eye turn. Discharge, eye discharge. Oh, got such word. I don't know. We all baksai very easy. What you don't want, you shit out. Correct? So it's like you discharge from your eye. So I said, no, go and buy Optrack, clean your eye. Keep clean. That's why you don't keep clean, disease come. Baksai come. But you keep clean, your eye will function. And it will help you. So now you see the point or not? You love yourself or not? Love yourself means you take care of yourself, understand or not? Then why you neglect yourself? What do you take care? Busy making money. Correct or not? Oh, busy decorating yourself. You know how much time you spend on your skin bag or not? 臭皮囊. Every day, you need to bath, you need to do all this. And the worst is, please don't take it seriously. Lady, after you finish, before you go out, you must make up everything, right? Decorate a bit. And all. How much you spend on all this? Not to say you cannot do, you can do. But don't waste too much time on this. Then at night, wash already, facial la, this cream la, that cream. Not to say you cannot do, you cannot. But when you do mindfully, then you cultivating heedfulness, mindfulness. Not so bad. But you are not doing that. Check the mirror. Okay or not? Look young or not? My skin complexion improve or not? This brand very good. It's not to say you cannot. You can. If you have the means, why not? But don't go and spend too much time. One day you got how much time? You think you got 24 hours. How many hours you sleep? How many hours you spend cleaning this floor? Then how many minutes or hours you spend thinking all the nonsense? Heedlessly, worry, fear. You are not living life at all. Do you understand or not? Do you see all this or not? Now you see, last time, are you aware? You don't know how to set priority. You don't know how much time you have. So for me, I want to understand all this. Then I know how to spend my time. That's why when I have the opportunity, I decide to retire early, to do the thing that I like to do. Then some people will say, but till you ever retire, you still do investment, what? What's wrong with that? Because that is what I like, am I expert in, I do with understanding. Sometimes to help people, sometimes to allow karma to take its effect, You got dana parami, you don't have something that you do that bring in all this. You are not like those people, durian runto. You know what durian runto? The durian just drop, no? But when the durian drop, if it's not your tree, not your plantation, you think you can receive, That's why you must have condition to own durian tree. Then only you got durian runto. Then only you can collect the fruit. Otherwise you see people collecting the fruit. Because they are plantation. So all this is understanding. When you understand, you take care of yourself, but you don't spend too much time on all those not so important things. Like to keep clean is good, because otherwise your body will have problems, smell, all that. So keep clean. But don't spend 1 hour in the bathroom. You know or not? 1 hour. You know how people spend 1 hour in the bathroom? Slowly every day. After shampoo, conditioner. After conditioner, some more what? Essential oil. Make your clean moist. Keep yourself what? Fresh. Never mind. Then after that what? Dry your hair. Then after that, choose your clothes. Try this. Not nice. Try this. Then a lot of things some more. Don't want to describe. Because you look, whole shell of shoe. A few wardrobe. You only wear one. So understand, have a bit of understanding, contentment, then do things faster. You don't need to spend so much time just to decorate yourself and do all those things. That's why simplify your thing, standardize your thing. So what are the things that can make you clean all the things? And now, then you try, after that you know what they tell. Oh, it doesn't look nice, white hair. Go and buy dye some more. Then dye already, itchy. Got dandruff, got this, got that. Oh, then they say, hey, you can buy this, good. You wash, dandruff gone. So you realize all the product that they introduce, most of the thing the rich man got. But the poor man cannot afford, they don't need all the, they also survive. And they are more healthy sometimes. So a lot of thing is understanding. If you can have the means, can afford, go ahead. But let people do, understand? Then you go there, relax, meditate, understand? Aware. Then the thing that you need to do yourself, do. Then sometimes need to pamper yourself, pamper. But have understanding, have peace of mind. Develop the silence. Like I eat good food, I eat with understanding. Then when I eat, I really taste it. Then I tell myself, this is life. Understand? This is what life can offer to me. Why not? Then I slowly, really eat with understanding. Then I have good moment. Then if I can provide all this for my family, I will bring them. But you don't go and attach, don't go and indulge. Then your understanding become different. Then you spend quality time on spiritual thing. Understand that? Why I retire still want to share and teach? It's not I want. I never want to do anything. That's why for 15 years, nobody come to me, also no problem. And then the condition arrive, I echo and flow, understand? Because this one got his vow. This one got his duty. Then there is affinity. It's just like this life, you cultivate affinity with my nature because you know how to attend my class. So this will be very powerful affinity in the future. Then you make a adhittan and all those things, like the Buddha said, avoid the foolish, meet out the wise. Then able to make use of all this to realize the truth as soon as possible. Then this aspiration you make with your parami, you invoking power of merit, which the Buddha teach every day, it will pave the way for causes and conditions for this to happen. And then right now it happened. You benefit, isn't it? So after this, you know what happened now. Whenever my nature arises, because you have affinity, sometimes you make offering without you knowing also. Then sometimes people come, pay respect, they believe what I say. It's like you follow the advice of the Buddha. You study the Dhamma and it improves your life. Then you have this gratitude. That's why you determine. Every time you got condition, I would like to arise too, so that I can meet people who have affinity with me. Then whenever this nature arrives, you will also take birth. But please don't take birth as food for me to eat. That one also, never mind. I got a vow to take this type of beings across. That's why some of you come because of the food I eat or what, I don't know. So it's up to you. But even you have the condition, you better reflect on it. Then develop the joy, the understanding, so that you love yourself. You create positive environment. order, space, understanding to make yourself beautiful, to improve your life. Yeah? So this is the part I want to add on because I realize people take note. Understand not? So if I don't write it down, you cannot recall. Yeah? So the brain must have order, your mind must have space. Huh? This space is not go to outer space on afterward mistake again. Mind must have space. Otherwise you think this one go to outer space. You say got any trip or not go outer space. You have to pay millions, hundreds of millions. I think there was one company organizing. You register first, you put deposit first. Then when they're ready, go to space only, space X one. So all these, you say, hey, brother, you say you want to space, we go space, no thought, nothing. We can even levitate, fly, got psychic. That's why I better write here, mind must have space. Not you go to space. So now, clear or not? So you want to take care of yourself or not? Then have what? Good thought, right thought, wholesome thought. That's what Noble Eightfold Path is all about. Have right view. Then all these vibration, good thing, come to you. And you become different. You go and believe feng shui, sip tai soi. Go and do all those funny things. But don't go and say and quote Brother Teo Seva. Otherwise, all this Lamolo come after me. All the fortune teller. They may even give me a court case letter. Summon me to court for abusing their reputation. I die for nothing. So please, keep it to yourself. Then you've got condition, you want to share with people, you have to be very careful. You make sure you understand first. Then after you understand, you realize without all this, your life is still perfect and good. That's what I told my mother. I say, you believe all this? I say, you look at all your friends that believe all this. How is their life? I say, I don't believe all this. So during marriage, I still remember my mother said, remember, because the one that muilang, the muiyan, you call what? Sang kem, sang kem, sang or sa, sang kem, alai tai kam che. You know what they say? First bow is what? Second bow is what? Third bow is what? All about money and children. Understand? Early have children. Then have a lot of children. A lot of grandchildren. Then second bow. Live long life. Eternity. You think by saying you can get or not? You don't take care karma. Don't take care life. All these are your words. Understand? We all. First bow. Buddha. Like that better, isn't it? Go and look for all these worldly things that bring about attachment. Problem. You know, some of my classmates, they're so worried. They go and plan their life. Like you say, plan. Overseas education very expensive. Because we all managed to go into MU very cheap. Then they heard, study doctor, I got to sell asset, everything, $1 million for overseas education. So he's got not enough money. So he, every 4 years, give birth to one. Real case. Two classmates like that. Then, until now, the fourth child, how the gap how long? Not 16, first one 0, understand? So the second one is 4 years later. Third one is 8 years. He's the fourth one, 12 years later. Then he said, well, dear, you all lucky lah. Maya, still standard 6. The eldest one is after standard 6 already. What's his answer? He got married at the age of 50. So the first child was, when he was 50, the wife was 35. Then I tell you, the classmates are all graduate Zhou Gang, like my daughter worked for 18 years already. He's one standard six. You understand? But it's not a problem. Yeah, he want to plan. He said, otherwise not enough money to fund them. Then now he regret. No, he said, those are salary much less than him one also got 5, 6. And all, like my mother said, don't worry. Yeah? Tian sang, tian yong. You know Hakka or not? Huh? He said, nature give birth, give me all these children. So nature will take care of all my children. And tian is heaven. Heaven give me all these children. The heaven will take care of them. Oh, she got this fate one. Then all the kids come out, cry. Don't worry, let them cry. As long as I feed them, I clear their problem, like you need to pee, he know one. That's why he liked me, of all the children, he said I'm the easiest to take care of. The moment I'm born, I'm very quiet, peaceful. Until my grandmother worried, he thought I'm dumb, cannot talk. Until standard six, until 6 years old, I still didn't talk much, very quiet. And the mind blank. Then you know what my mother said. Since young, when you born, no need to spend time on you. You very quiet one, very cute one. Then when I want to pee, you know what I do? I don't know. No way, go cry. Then my mother know I come out, I pee. Then quiet. Then after that, feed me. Then put me on the yao lama. The one with the rubber tire on, the bicycle tire on. Then with the what they call sarong. Then he put me there. Most baby cry on. You know what I do? My leg, tunk, tunk, that one, move on. Is it? Very good, is it? I don't need to do anything. Then I don't have to worry for you. This type of children, that's why my mother know. Then after me, the rest of the baby cry over, he don't care. He say he will keep quiet on. She didn't know Buddhism, she didn't know it's impermanent, but why she not? Yeah, experience, handle so many. As long as you clear their pee, you feed them, you take care of them, they will grow up one. Nature. Means what? Never go against nature. Understand? Wow, you worry. Worry for nothing. Where you pamper the children. Wow, a little bit. Fever. Go see specialist. Understand? See specialist, kena what? Antibiotic also don't know. Understand? Or they sedate you. Then sometimes the story we heard last night, the daycare, right? You send to daycare. Wow, this daycare very good, they say. The baby all quiet, never cry, The milk powder, they call you inside there. You know what is call you or not? The milk powder got the one that make you sleep one. Then you say, wow, very good, I'll send there. The baby come back, never cry. Because you don't know what they do. You think they got time to take care of so many. You hire a maid also spend a lot more money. And maid are not their children. You think they help you to take care. That's why in your livelihood, you don't do your duty, you end up when people take care of you. Question, okay.
Add a question.
Sadhu.
I want to understand, because last time when you explained the mind must have no dwelling, I don't understand. I don't know whether I'm ready for it. Can I ask the question? Yeah.
Very good question. You know what is dwelling or not? Yeah? You think you got only one house? Yeah? Do you know how you dwell or not? Dwelling is what? You stay somewhere in there. Correct or not? So how do you dwell? Every moment of perception, you dwell there. Understand or not? You look at the Buddha image, where is your mind? You dwell there. You perceive it. Understand or not? Then every moment of worry, where you dwell? The sankhara not rub off yet. Where do you dwell? Fear, worry, anxiety, anger, all this, where you dwell? What is all this? You dwell in your thinking, your sankara activity. That sankara sanya creating all this. You dwell in your mundane mind. That's why you're heedless all the time. Understand or not? You dwell there, you talk to yourself. You understand or not? You think you stay in your house? Every day you stay outside, understand or not? Every moment also you stay outside. Because you perceive, proliferate your thought and get lost there. Understand or not? The mind that has no dwelling is what? Just aware, because there is space, silence, just aware. Specific phenomenal awareness means the awareness and the nature's phenomena is one. That if I want to know, I want to understand, I just perceive it. Then finish. No more thought proliferation, understand? It's just aware. Then it moves. Then it moves. Then when it's silent, everything just runs through. Ta 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 ta. But inside there's no sound, understand? You know what ta 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 ta? Aware, understand? That's why inside there's no sound, understand? The awareness is just aware. Then when you need to understand something, when you need to reflect and contemplate, then the awareness that you are aware of, you can perceive, then you can reflect, you can contemplate. That is what the true mind is all about. That is what the mind that is in the meditative state of heedfulness, awareness is all about. Where you use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Then you reflect on right view. Understand? You reflect on right thought. Then you reflect on what are the vibrations that is conducive for your physical body, which has 80% water. You understand? Understand? So now, you choose to dwell where? Dwell with your true mind, understand not? That's why always aware, heedful. That is where you dwell, but that is not a fixed point, understand not? That's why you have no dwelling. But that one is awareness. Spacious awareness without a center. You remember? Initially, you are that awareness. That's how you create thought. So fast forgotten. Initially, you are the silent mind, which is silent mind or your meditative mind, which is spacious. What is spacious awareness? You are just the oneness, understand? Or? Awareness, correct? So, your nature is actually the whole of space, oneness. And you don't know how great that nature is. But what you do? Every time you focus, you shrink your spacious awareness, this one shrink. And become what? Shrink and become a thought. Understand not? And what is a thought? No, that one that contango is. The thought is the content of consciousness together with the consciousness. That's why in the seeing it's only the consciousness, no content yet. Then you input the content through your perception and you focus and you dwell there. You understand? Then it becomes a thought. Then this thought you think is you. This is your egoic thought, understand not? Egoic mind, that's why Krishnamurti said, thought is limited. This is your egoic mind. Egoic thought. And this is limited. You know what is limited now, isn't it? You are spacious awareness. Then suddenly you focus. You shrink and become so small. And you still think you have a lot of greed through your thought. But the ego is very, very strong. So when you shrink and you believe that one is you, that's why you grasp at it. The five aggregate of form and mind, the five mental aggregate of form and mind, you grasp at it, you get into big trouble. And this thought creates word divide. You understand? So, whatever you lashes on through your thought, through your consciousness, you dwell there, understand not? But to live life, you need to use thought, correct or not? You don't use thought, who understand you? But when you want to understand things, you don't need the thought. You look at reality. Like this one, what is it? Once you label microphone, you don't really look at it already. Understand? Because you think you know. That concept, yeah, microphone, brought to you, otherwise the voice cannot come out. But do you see? Do you really see? And I ask you the detail of this fellow, you cannot tell me. Sometimes what color also you cannot remember. Clear or not? Sometimes your wife wear what color also you don't know. But your wife know, hey, this one, from which brand, no, I buy how much. Because they buy or not, they sure don't. But you, you're not interested in ladies' brand. You say, oh, yeah, so expensive. This is like your thoughts. Yeah. You might as well buy cheaper one, the balance give to me. You understand? Why pay so expensive for one dress? Oh, then you don't go and quote me. But still say, be simple. The chap call chitiao one also can. Why you spend 1,000? Well, I get into big trouble for nothing. You can, you can afford. Understand? So pamper yourself a bit, but don't attach to all this. Don't go and show people. Your handbag, how much? What is the famous handbag? Chanel, some more? I don't hear before. Versace, There's one very famous one called what? LV, Now I remember LV, I heard of this word. I went to Europe, I went to UK, They say got one branded village, or don't know what village in London there. Outskirt, outlet. What outlet really? All the branded one there. They say very big discount. They say Thai mile. And I go and look. One handbag, 5,000, 10,000 Thai mile. I look here, our local brand, Padini or don't know what Dini, Pak Kei Kao, Yi Pak Kao, Leng Leng. But of course, you understand brand different. Because this one, where you carry, sometimes fake one. You carry, then you pay for it, the price, then come back, what happened? Lat tau lat kwat, or scratch here, scratch there, then you sum tong. This is what attachment is, You think that handbag really belong to you? Just because you pay, you think you own? It belongs to nature, understand? We're dependent originating. You got condition, it come to you. So why cling? Condition cease to be is gone. So understand all this. If you haven't experienced it, you want to experience that type of joy, able to carry this type of bag and buy this type of bag because you can afford, then by all means, give it a try. No harm. Like my son, I told you, the 300 roses, do, because after that, he said, when I grow old and I work, I got money, so what? I cannot experience that life at that age, understand? He just want to understand how the mind functions at that time. What was the motivation to do all this? Because he wants to live life, experience life, he want to understand. And that time, first year, he can tell me all this. Then after he tell me all this, I got no comment. I said, go ahead. It's good. Because he has this understanding, understand now? So when you understand, you can give it a try. Sometimes I also give it a try, understand now? Because all this good food, because by then money is not a problem, understand now? So I can afford. So I told my wife, you want to travel, you wait till we have the condition. Then we travel with joy, with fun. When you every time travel, like last time, I just come out to work, honeymoon or whatever, you don't have much money. So what you do? Like Kate Hoon, what she do? Plan. Wow, where is she? Where is she? Oh, she went to the toilet. I had to go back to my pants. So, understand? So this one, I think, will help. It will help. So, that question was very good, so that you all can develop the understanding. You go and plan in there. Why did I give the example of the Kiat Hun on a plan? I got a very important dhamma to share. Correct, very good. Sadhu, Han, good memory. You see, you want to go honeymoon. You don't have much money. So you know how? That time, luckily, I got one classmate, very good. No? He also know how to budget. No? I married at the end of 1979. My this very good classmate, he married in, I think, somewhere 1980, the next year. We were very close. And he said, Dio, Ken Kun, be my, he's supposed to get me to be the best man to attend the marriage. But finally, he got another Penang classmate. They all, I think, same school or don't know what. So he said, that guy requested for it, so he agreed. Well, they are Penang people. But he said, you come. You are my best friend, he said. Yeah, you come. Yeah. He said, he know, no, he said, sincere friend, very few one. True friend, he said. You know what happened? No? When second year he had an operation, he had hernia, you know. And he very big size, you know. He drive a CB100. I drive a Honda Cup 65. You know what is Honda Cup or not? The not 70cc or 65. You know. So he couldn't move. We are hernia. You know what is hernia or not? Operate the man's problem. Test this. So cannot go to lecture. Or then I visit him. You know. All the people that visit him, he noticed I don't know him one now. I'm from Kedah one, Alor Star one. But I sincerely go and see him now. Then I check out. I say, how is it? Because I thought very serious. Because of all places, go and operate that one now. And I said, must be liar there. Then he said, yeah, it's quite dangerous. But okay, well, the operation went on. Then after that, I say, so how you attend lecture? He said, never mind, take people's note and all those things. Oh, like that. I say, when you are better, you need transport, you let me know. Wow, he was shocked. Oh. Then I really go and fetch him after that. Oh. You know how I fetch him? My Honda Cup 65, so small CC, he's so big size, he double my size. Oh. Wow, I was very good at driving motorbike. Eh. I got problem. Oh. We were at the back. Until my tire, I had to go and pump almost every day or alternate day. Oh. But he was so appreciative. He knew where got such people so sincere with this type of thing. Also, every day, make sure early morning go there. That's why after he graduated, he looked for me. And finally, he was successful. Then he got one very special job. Because of karma condition, I saw him at the interview at another place. Then I, wait for a while. I recommended him that job, and he became lucky successful. That's why he invited me there. Then I told you about honeymoon. He said, I already planned the honeymoon. He said, you want to go with me or not? I want you to go with me. I said, how much? Oh, very cheap. Lake Toba. 400 something only per person. Oh, that one got budget. I said, can go. So every time go, I change money also got to count. Want to eat what also got to count. Want to buy what also. This type of honeymoon and tour, you cannot have joy and happiness and then have fun. Because everything you got to plan, worry, you know. So I told my wife, you don't worry. Wait till the time come. Then we travel. We travel in style. But not the luxurious one. Means money is not an issue. That is the best thing to travel. Want to go business? Go. Want to eat good food? Go. Then want to go for a good trip with all the good what they call tour agent, go, plan, understand not? But when it comes to Kalimantan trip, cannot lah. Not all Kalimantan can afford, understand not? So we get cheap and good one, the hotel, our budget all very, 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 not only reasonable, very, very, hotai one, tiktak one, what is that? Value for money one, So you have to feel for others, doesn't mean you can afford, all follow you, I tell you, a lot of people, sometimes I hear the Kalimita, oh, but dear, how many trips? I can only afford one trip. Which one I go? So I feel it, understand? I know. I say, you don't worry. Whatever that is appropriate, you will know one. Your nature will know. Then whatever you can afford, you come. Sometimes no need to come also can. Rejoice at home. Understand? Then all the WhatsApp photo come to you. No need fly, no need travel, you see all this. But you say, but still different, you're not there. And then, take care of Kamala, so next time I can afford and go as well. But it's not expensive, it's quite affordable. Okay, Sue. Where is Sue? Sue want to share, I forgot.
Not sharing, asking you question.
Okay.
Back to the question, Adeline's question, the mind has no dwelling. Can I equate it to seeing things as it is, or equals to emptiness? Thank you, Brad.
Wow, see? All of a sudden come out, understand or not? This type of question, he can have the answer, then ask or no. What she say one is spot on. Seeing them as they are means what? No word, isn't it? Correct or not? Direct seeing, isn't it? You dwell anywhere or not? No perception, nothing, how to dwell. That consciousness, just aware. Very good. But he want to add the word, is there emptiness? What do you think? Emptiness is a word, no. Understand not? Empty means what? Empty means no reality, no. When you understand no reality, means everything that you come to be aware or perceive, the external form, the phenomenal world, is it real? It's dependent originating one. Condition arises. So in a state of flux, not a permanent. How can it be real? As real it can be, this moment, dead and gone the next moment. Understand not? Everything is not a permanent engineer, not real, understand not? So if it's not real, that's why it's empty. You cannot deny you were born, isn't it? And you existed until now, isn't it? Correct or not? Let's say you're 60 years old. The last 60 years, you cannot deny, isn't it, that you went through, isn't it? I ask you one simple question, is it real? Huh? Ing B very smart. He qualified real in the conditioned world. Real. You can go and touch it or not? Is it still tangible? You can only recall through what? That's why it's within the conditioned world. Through memory you recall. Memory, you know. How real is memory? You know the Mandarin song or not? 往事. Si guang qi yong bu hui. The present moment, the time passed by, never come back to you, understand or not? Some are so foolish. Got time. Time waits for? You are a man or a woman? You woman, I say, don't wait for man, wait for woman. That's why you don't understand. Dhamma is so profound. Mandarin song also so much Dhamma. Understand not? But you sing with sentimental. Understand not? Si guang yi qi yong bu hui. Remember that. Understand not? Then wang si. Zi neng hui wei. You can only recall. You somehow think so real. When I got married, that time I young, I stupid. I know I wouldn't have got married so early. Is it a reality? Pay and they ngak so, then only regret. This is what your thought tell you, understand? Some more believe it and become unhappy. Alicia, very good.
Thank you. 讲到时光，我想讲一下，就是。 时间过得真快，我们的 retreat 要到尾声了，所以呢，我想请大家的原谅，有什么做不好还是做的不对，请大家原谅，还有就是，我想 request 请求大家的帮忙，就是。 因为我们来这里是修行，修就是我们来，我不大会讲，可是行呢就是身体力行，我们就要行，就是做东西。然后呢，我就想请求大家的帮忙，把 temple 打扫干净。因为师父们每个都很大年纪了，是，我们齐心协力的。 把 temper 打扫好。
呀呀。
然后我们才回去。
呀呀。
感恩。
啊，
阿弥陀佛。
萨德萨德。How many of you cannot understand? Wow, got a few banana. Okay, I explain a bit. Alicia said, because we have learned the Dhamma, we come here for retreat. So we are come here to train ourselves to cultivate. But he said, like everything, time passed by very fast. So today is day 8. Tomorrow go home already. So always remember, whatever you go on, whether spiritual trip or whatever, everything has to come to an end. Understand or not? Understand or not? Including your life, understand or not? That's why don't cling. Because this is a reality. Time wait for no man and woman. Better add in woman. Otherwise, you say, I excluded or better till never say woman. No? Then you console yourself. Chui gong, kaki song. Understand or not? There's no reality. Understand or not? So you have to understand all this. Then she very kind. She reminded you all what? We should have gratitude towards this way place. Because all the sufu men, all the monks here and the caretaker, they are all very elderly already. So before you go home, not only you train your mind to have more space, clean up everything, have order, the temple offer you the place to go for retreat, toilet for you to use, room for you to have your lodging and all those things, all the facility. So take care of them, clean them out, understand or not? Just like how you would take care of your own mind, your own practice, your own cultivation, then you have gratitude towards them. So he seek your cooperation. Can you all do it? Yeah. So people can have this style of understanding. You only think of what? Wow, this trip very good. I learned so much. I have so much merit and all those things. But the gratitude all forgot. But at least you know how to do offering and donation. Which is very good. Nothing wrong with that. But extend it out with gratitude to reflect, to contemplate. Then your Dhamma will grow because your heart will open up. You are not so self-centered already in yourself. And when you do all this, knowing that you have this understanding, and you help the temple, you have compassion for the elderly monk, you have gratitude towards them, you feel good or not? Then you go home, you also will know how to do all this. Just towards your own family member, your house, your friend, your colleague, your neighbor, humanity, society. That's how your heart opens up. That selfishness, that self-centeredness, you have to reverse it through what? Don't think about yourself anymore. Understand the urgency. Time wait for no one. Very smart, no need man or woman. 时光啊，永，什么？一去永不回。Always remember that. Then 往事, you can only recall. 只能回味. So got reality or not, that 60 years? You cannot deny it passes by. Isn't it? Every moment happens. Isn't it? But can you hold or not? Can you catch or not? You can only recall. Then when your breath stops, who recall? Who recall? How can your mind recall when your breath stops, your consciousness is not you anymore? Out already. Then, your good friend remember you, understand? They cry for you, they move for you, understand? Then Chinese tradition, or the Taoist one, or rite and ritual one, they put 3 incense. Chop! May you be well and happy. Understand? My mother used to say when he saw my father, she passed away 89 years old, 9 years later. He was the same age as my father. He saw my father at the age of 80, the last 2 weeks, because very, very, because of his condition. He actually diabetic, very serious diabetic, but he didn't know, he didn't take care. Actually, he was lucky, he can live until 80. His organ all almost failed, the doctor said the result come out. Well, my sister is a staff nurse, and later on also in the medical field. Then he checked, he told me. I said, never mind. Well, my mother make everything very good one for my father. He reached the hospital, want to feed him and ask him to eat. My father said, no appetite. Cannot. Then luckily he told us what happened. He said, I don't want to stay in hospital. Then we asked why. You know why he said that? He said, all these doctors, they are very kind, very good. But everyone give me one type of antibiotic. You realize that? The heart one got the heart drug. The diabetic one got the diabetic drug. Then he got gangrene because of the diabetic. The gangrene specialist also gave him antibiotic, the drug. So he eat until he groggy, no appetite, nothing. Then I knew it. I checked with my sister, I knew it. I said, okay, I told my brother, why not we do like that? We ask dad what he want. We take him out and do whatever he want, even for the next few days or what. Yeah, we know already, not much that. The moment we asked our dad, you know what happened? The first time I saw him smile, he was so happy. He said, yes, go out. Then what do you want to eat? Asam laksa. Straight away, wow, I got to take the wheelchair with my brother. Straight away, we sent him out. I tell you, that day he was full of joy. That is philobiety, understand? That is love, understand? Then I tell my father, I tell my brother, oh, no more restriction. No more this one cannot eat, that one cannot eat. Let him eat. Understand? He got no appetite in the hospital. N.O. also cannot eat. But asam laksa can. Because he likes asam laksa. He also likes durian. That time I should have bought him durian. So this is what life is all about. You understand? Do what you have to do. Then my mother say, I don't want to be like that. Die already, only people offer on the table. Bye-bye. Because Chinese tradition, you remember? Tao chat, yi chat, sam chat, chat chat. Got offering or no? He said, offer on the table, I cannot eat. He said, then you know what my mother did? Can eat while I can eat, she eat. No. I tell you, we went to Thailand, Hap Jai, asked my wife, my daughter. We had to order double chikyok. One, the Thailand one, you know how big or not? One cannot enough. No. She can really eat. She alone can eat almost 3/4. No. Her appetite, I tell you, she loves chikyok. You know why? She can do the tukha choa. You ask my children and my wife very well, and they love it. Yeah. So, enough story. We better go into the Dhamma. Yeah, this one I want to share. It will teach you many things. I know you all have no example. It cannot go in on. Got this type of example, you will remember one. You no need to memorize one. You think it's a joke. Like the song, 往事只能回味. 40 years ago, why you remember? Because the word meaningful. But you don't know the meaning is so deep. Correct or not? You like the music. The music is very nice. But don't go and sing those type of song. 恨你入库. You heard of that, no? Han Lei Yap Kwan. So all these songs. But what I like was this song, Feng Chui. Feng Chui Su Zi Yao. Heard of it, no? Feng Chui Su Zi Yao. Then the music you play, dang, 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 dang. You listen to the next one. Yang Guang Zao Guo Su San. Beautiful, huh? Su San. What Su San? Oh, Sao is called branches. Top of the tree. Then what happened? Ni di ki ta tan de zhen mo hao. Zhen mo hao. Meaningful or not? So all this, I banana. How I remember? But the music was so soothing, make me so peaceful. And I like to sing, you know why? When I sing, I really from the heart. Really, I like Ng Bi chanting. Really or not? It's from the heart, isn't it? It's not from the brain, not memory. From here. When you already know the lyrics, you no need to remember. You really can sing from the heart. But if you look at the book and the lyrics, you think you can sing from the heart, huh? Cannot. Because your brain is trying to understand the word. Understand? That's why when you understand the Dhamma, you deliver from the heart one. You don't go and memorize. Then forgot what to do. Check. So you deliver from the heart. That's why you in my young day, I believe what I did was I opened up my heart. Yeah, I sing from the heart. And I like all this song because the music is very soothing. These vibrations are all very good. And for me, I don't say I get distracted. I really like those songs. And they are so meaningful. You know? So everything is number when you understand. Then perceive it wholesome understanding. What's the time now? You're supposed to meditate. No, I forgot. 10 already. You better meditate. Okay, you meditate until 10:30, about 35 minutes. Then after that, we continue all the way until lunch. We're supposed to take a group photo before lunch. Very good. So, off the light, you can have your meditation.